Well, meantime, the Detroit Regional Chamber has announced its endorsements for the upcoming selections, the chamber endorsing Governor Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, but they didn't take a stance on one office. Joining us live is the chamber's Vice President of Government Relations, Brad Williams. Thanks for joining us this morning, Brad.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so no decision on the Attorney General's race. Why was that?
Well, I think it's important to point out that we did actually take a stance on the Attorney General's race back in the spring, and the Chamber PAC did state a preference for the Republican nomination, and we said we preferred Tom Leonard back then, and Republicans chose to nominate Matt DiPerno, and we've decided that we don't want to settle for our second choice. And so we've decided not to make an endorsement in this race. And it's no different than every morning when folks decide what they want to listen to on the radio. They can choose which station to listen to or a podcast. And I guess in this instance, we've chosen a podcast.
Gotcha. Not but you've chosen WWJ, which we appreciate.
So Brad, let me ask you, has the chamber previously endorsed Republicans, Democrats? Has it been folks from both parties? How do you come to that decision?
Yeah, and it's a two-thirds decision by our PAC board of business leaders from across the region, and we're proud this year for our congressional endorsements and both houses of the legislature, that our endorsements are 50-50 Republicans and Democrats. And I think when you look at, some of the high-profile congressional races this year, we've endorsed John James in Macomb County and Alyssa Slotkin that touches Oakland County over into the Capital Region. So we look for pro-business policymakers regardless of what party they happen to be in.
And do you think the voters are taking this into consideration when they head to the polls? Do you think that their minds are made up, or do you think that they could change here?
Well, we certainly hope that they're considering the economy. And, if you look at the endorsement we made of Governor Whitmer yesterday, we like to think that the poll that Charlie was just talking about is attributable to a Chamber of Commerce bump. But we certainly think that the economy is going to be top of voters' minds this year, and we made endorsements that we think are going to be good for the economy.
Does the chamber give money to candidates?
Yeah, we certainly do. We raise money throughout the year from chamber members, and we make contributions, and those are based on their performance as elected officials. It's part of the process. And I think it's important to support the candidates that you put your words behind with financial contributions as well.
All right. Well, Brad Williams from the Detroit Chamber, thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving us your take on your choices for the upcoming election.
Thank you both.